The Revolution Eats Its Own - Academics Fight Over Whiteness in Study of Anglo-Saxon History. By Peter Catalan, May 15, 2022. Academics who specialize in medieval history have become embroiled in a racism row over the alleged focus on whiteness within Anglo-Saxon history. Historians are reportedly fighting over the supposedly problematic focus on white people within the Anglo-Saxon medieval period, with one prominent academic accusing fellow progressive-leaning authors of writing a book that weaponizes whiteness. Critical race theory linked rows have reportedly become frequent within the study of medieval history, with there even being an attempt to cancel the term Anglo-Saxon within the discipline over accusations that white supremacists use the term. Such controversy has once again reared its head, according to a report by The Times, after a particularly militant left-wing academic, University of Toronto-based academic Mary Rambaranoam, accused former colleague Matthew Gabrielle of helping to write a book which she has deemed problematic due to its focus on white people and use of whiteness. Rambaranoam said the book, titled The Bright Ages, A New History of Medieval Europe, weaponizes whiteness as an unquestionable authority wholly lacking in meticulousness and attention to detail demanded from marginalized scholars and/or women in a review of the work titled Sounds About White. Her criticism reportedly sparked a spate of online attacks against Gabrielle, as well as his co-author David M. Perry, with the pair reportedly being told that they had failed as allies. Gabrielle appears to have bowed to at least some of the criticism, issuing an apology which reportedly condemned all racist, sexist, or otherwise bigoted attacks of any kind and for any reason. While the editor of one academic publication that declined to publish Rambaranoam's review has since deleted her Twitter account after issuing a public apology. One academic said the row was an example of the mutual firing squad among people on the radical left, with another quipping that it could be summarized as the revolution eats its own. It is not the first time that Rambaranoam has caused chaos within the medieval history field, with the academic pushing for the term Anglo-Saxon to be abandoned entirely by scholars in 2019, arguing that its use by so-called white supremacists justified its elimination. Generally, white supremacists use the term to make some sort of connection to their heritage, which is inaccurate, or to make associations with whiteness, but they also habitually misuse it to try and connect themselves to a warrior past, she claimed, adding that the term gives aid and comfort to contemporary white supremacists. While some academics, including those at the former International Society of Anglo-Saxonists, who have now changed their name to the International Society for the Study of Early Medieval England as a result of woke campaigning, have embraced Rambaranoam's war on the term, others have expressed dismay over her suggestion that the term Anglo-Saxon should be axed, with one describing it as being as mad as a bag of ferrets. The term Anglo-Saxon is inextricably bound up with the claim by Alfred to rule as Rex Anglo-Saxonum, his use of B to back project a shared Anglian-Saxon identity, and the emergence of England, historian Tom Holland said regarding the term. Scholars of medieval history must be free to use it. Follow Peter Cattle on Twitter, at Peter_Cattle. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.